2020年烟台市初中学业水平考试英语预测卷二。一，听句子选图片。听下面五个句子，根据所听到的内容，从 A 至 F 六个选项中选出相应的图片。每个句子读两遍。
1. To be a great dancer, you need more practice and never give up.
To be a great dancer, you need more practice and never give up.
2. David is a kind boy.And he always helps old people cross the street.
David is a kind boy, and he always helps old people cross the street.
3. My family like making dumplings to celebrate the spring festival.
My family like making dumplings to celebrate the spring festival.
4. It's a good habit to brush teeth twice a day, so I keep doing it every day.
It's a good habit to brush teeth twice a day.So I keep doing it every day.
5. Tom often invites Bob to play ping pong after school to relax themselves.
Tom often invites Bob to play ping pong after school to relax themselves.
二，听句子选答语。听下面五个句子，从 A、B、C 三个选项中选出适当的答语。每个句子读两遍。
6. Does your sister often help you with your homework?
Does your sister often help you with your homework?
7. What do you think of your new teacher?
What do you think of your new teacher?
8. What a beautiful song you sang just now.
What a beautiful song you sang just now.
9. How much is this red jacket?
How much is this red jacket?
10. When do you usually go over your lessons?
When do you usually go over your lessons?
三， 听下面五段短对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话读两遍。
11. Mike, what's your favorite traditional food?
粽子. We often eat it during the Dragon Boat Festival.
Mike, what's your favorite traditional food?
粽子. We often eat it during the Dragon Boat Festival.
12. Dad, will we drive to the Science Museum tomorrow morning?
It will be too crowded at that time. We'd better take the subway to go there.
Dad, will we drive to the Science Museum tomorrow morning?
It will be too crowded at that time. We'd better take the subway to go there. 13. I don't like TV plays. They are too long. I prefer sports shows.
Yeah, TV plays are boring. I like talk shows because they are interesting.
I don't like TV plays. They are too long. I prefer sports shows.
Yeah, TV plays are boring.I like talk shows because they are interesting.
14. Mary, can you play tennis with me at 2 o'clock this afternoon?
Sorry, David. I have to take my piano lesson.From 2:30 to 4 o'clock.
Mary, can you play tennis with me at 2 o'clock this afternoon?
Sorry, David. I have to take my piano lesson from 2:30 to 4 o'clock. What can I do for you?
I'm leaving for Shanghai tomorrow. I want to buy a ticket.
What can I do for you?
I'm leaving for Shanghai tomorrow. I want to buy a ticket.
四，听下面三段长对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第16至18题。
Good morning. Welcome to Sunshine Music School. Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to learn something about the music lessons.
We have different kinds of music lessons, such as violin lessons, piano lessons, and guitar lessons. What would you like to take?
I'd like to choose piano lessons because pianos can improve my taste.And make me more graceful.
You are right. We have two classes each week. One is on Wednesday afternoon and the other is on Sunday evening.
I need to go to school during the weekday, so I can only choose the Sunday evening class.
Well, it begins at 6 o'clock p.m. and it lasts about 1 hour.
That will be fine for me. I'll be here from next week. Thank you so much.
Good morning. Welcome to Sunshine Music School. Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to learn something about the music lessons.
We have different kinds of music lessons, such as violin lessons, piano lessons, and guitar lessons. What would you like to take?
I'd like to choose piano lessons because pianos can improve my taste and make me more graceful.
You are right. We have two classes each week. One is on Wednesday afternoon and the other is on Sunday evening.
I need to go to school during the weekday, so I can only choose the Sunday evening class.
Well, it begins at 6 o'clock p.m. and it lasts about 1 hour.
That will be fine for me. I'll be here from next week. Thank you so much.
听下面一段对话，回答第19至21题。
Hi, Jenny. How's everything going recently?
Pretty well.It's Saturday tomorrow. What are you going to do?
I've no idea. What about you?
I hear that Yantai Bus Station needs some volunteers to help keep order. Would you like to go with me?
Sure, I'd love to. It's a meaningful way to spend our spare time.
Right. I have taken part in this kind of activity several times. I have learned a lot from them.
Good for you. What can we do there?
We can help people buy tickets at the bus station. I feel very happy to help others.
I totally agree with you. How can I get there? I haven't been there before.
You can get there by bus number 106 or by taxi.
Thank you very much. I will take the bus. It's cheaper.
Okay.
Hi, Jenny. How's everything going recently?
Pretty well. It's Saturday tomorrow. What are you going to do?
I've no idea. What about you?
I hear that Yantai Bus Station needs some volunteers to help keep order. Would you like to go with me?
Sure, I'd love to. It's a meaningful way to spend our spare time.
Right. I have taken part in this kind of activity several times. I have learned a lot from them.
Good for you. What can we do there?
We can help people buy tickets at the bus station. I feel very happy to help others.
I totally agree with you. How can I get there? I haven't been there before.
You can get there by bus number 106 or by taxi.
Thank you very much. I will take the bus. It's cheaper.
Okay.
听下面一段独白，回答第22至25题。
In real life, robots usually do many jobs which are dangerous or boring for humans. You may not know that robots are also used to help disabled people. For example, scientists are making robots to help blind people. Now, there are guide dogs helping the blind. In the future, guide dogs might be robot dogs. NSK, a Japanese company, is working hard on robot guide dogs. The robot dog makes good use of wheels on its four legs to walk around on the floor. It can lift its legs to climb up and down stairs. The robot also talks in a woman's voice to let its owner know what's going on. Such robots will probably never take the place of real dogs, but they have their own advantages. They can use GPS and street maps to lead their owners to places where they want to go. We believe that with the help of these robot dogs, the disabled will surely enjoy happier and easier life.
In real life, robots usually do many jobs which are dangerous or boring for humans. You may not know that robots are also used to help disabled people. For example, scientists are making robots to help blind people. Now there are guide dogs helping the blind. In the future, guide dogs might be robot dogs. NSK, a Japanese company, is working hard on robot guide dogs. The robot dog makes good use of wheels on its four legs to walk around on the floor. It can lift its legs to climb up and down stairs. The robot also talks in a woman's voice to let its owner know what's going on. Such robots will probably never take the place of real dogs, but they have their own advantages. They can use GPS and street maps to lead their owners to places where they want to go. We believe that with the help of these robot dogs, the disabled will surely enjoy happier and easier life.